Hi, Carol Arman, 4 Dolphin Drive. I agree with both of the previous gentlemen, and because everyone knows I'm the beach walker, I go from end to end of Margate, and I have seen what's been happening on my beach at Huntington Avenue. It's being eroded, terribly eroded. I look at the pier every day from when they started. In the beginning, at high tide, there was no water under the pier. Now, at low tide, there's water under the pier. So the beach is going. When we had the bad, really strong high tides, there was no beach in front of my house. You could not get to the beach, go down the steps, because the water, and there was no rain event at that point. My question is, what do we do? This is not a drainage problem from street water. The water, I see it every day, it's coming up from the ground in front of Dolphin Drive, in front of Huntington Avenue. It perks up. Hasn't rained in 2 weeks. It's soggy wet, never dries out. It's yucky to walk through. It sticks to your shoes, and it doesn't dry. Now, the drainage system that they're proposing is not going to help that at all. My question to you guys is, when you talk to them, why don't they remediate before they do another new plan? Remediate the damage. And I had thought that Judge Baum had said they can't leave the beach in worse shape than before. Well, it is in worse shape. What about remediating before they continue the project? These ditches in the back have to be fixed. And it's true what Glenn said, that the dune should have been built closer. In front of my beach, it is only probably 20 feet, but the water is just coming up from the ground. Huntington Avenue, you can't walk down where that deck is to go to the beach. It's just a swampy, yucky mess. And it's not from rain. It hasn't rained in weeks. And this has got to be remediated before they continue on with a failed project. I talked to these guys, they're workers, I know. I said, what are you doing? We don't know. We just wait. They have no idea what they're doing. We just wait. And as far as the equipment on top of the dunes and the trucks, and from Huntington Avenue to Iroquois Avenue, that equipment's been there since July 10th. They've moved some of it, but it's been there, and they work every day. Now they're doing some carpentry work. But my question to you is there any way we can get them to remediate this before they continue building the failed project?
Mayor, may I?
Through you.
Sure.
Carol, the situation that exists now, what you call the ditch, is below what the scuppers in the street are. So you have to have an area. We're trying to prevent the streets from flooding landward of the bulkhead. So it's a temporary situation. You see the stockpiles, if you on the Iroquois.
Stones.
No, you see the stockpiles of the white sand on Lancaster Avenue.
Yeah.
There's a huge pile.
Right.
It's about 5 foot higher than where you stand in that ditch. That sand was placed there so that after the permanent system's in, they'll bring everything back to its original grade. It's something that's a temporary situation that we have to live through until a permanent drainage system is erected. It's unfortunate we have it. That's why there's pumps. There's 42-inch outfall pipes that go through the dune, which will be removed.
Oh, they're going to take those big things out.
Yeah, they're just temporary. They're plastic.
But that gives them something to do
everything
because they block it off and open it up.
Everything that's permanent will be ductile iron pipe. It's a total different thing than what you see now. So this situation allows the street ends to drain and allows that water to hopefully get out to the ocean if we don't have full moon high tides. So that's the answer for your question.
So it just will keep perking up until,
they have to keep it below the elevation of the scuppers.
Okay. My other question is, because we've lost so much beach of the filled, and we're getting coves now instead of a straight beach line, we go in and out. I know that nature will take care of that. But what happens on these high tide days, which we always get, end of August, September, when there really will be no beach? Because if it can come up as far as the dune in around Huntington Avenue, which it did day after day, the beach is unusable. Can the city do anything? I mean, can we do we just have a dune that we can't walk on, sit on? What happens when we lose beach? And it's inevitable we're going to lose this beach. It's inevitable. They've lost it in Ventnor. I go up there every day to the Ventnor Pier. They've lost probably 50 feet.
Okay.
So what happens? We're just left with the dune.
We'll ask at our next meeting, Carol. We'll ask them about that. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
get back. I mean, can they remove it so we do have a beach?
Okay.
Because let's face it, Margate is a beach community, and you're talking about real estate values. If there were no beach here, the real estate values would be nothing. So.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Carol.
My name is Robert Block. I'm at 4 North Brunswick Avenue, and my question is about the access over the dunes, or to the dunes, and over the dunes. They were stamped down originally, and they're doing it now in Ventnor. And Ventnor has really easy access now to the beach. But the problem is that sand is blown onto this stamped down area, and people who are disabled or people who are elderly will have do. I'm in good shape. I'm 74, but I'm in good shape. I can get over it with hardly any problem. But people who are older or disabled will have a tremendous problem. Oh, I want to find out if anything's going to be done about that.
At the top of my list for tomorrow's meeting, Mr. Block. I have very major concerns about that also. Anyone else?
Hello, gentlemen. Loretta Greenwood, 104 South Barkley. I hope I don't go over my 3 minutes. I agree with that about it's. I know a lot of people that have had to stop going to the beach because of bad knees, bad back, and can't hike over all of that, carrying a chair and whatnot. Secondly, I was late for the meeting, and I want to know what this hold harmless means. That's one thing. We can get back to that. Secondly, this whole system is antiquated. When I talked to Dave Rosenblatt, I think he was from the DEP, am I right? Dave was from the DEP or the Army Corps, whichever he was from. Okay, and he came to my home and all that, and we had a meeting. You know, it's antiquated, and we see it now. It's failed, and the whole thing is just a disaster. And I wish we could go back and have them do something that I realize this was the most cost-efficient way for them to do it. But, man, does it seem like a total waste of money. I mean, it's going to wash out and just constantly be replenished with any Northeaster or anything that comes. Now, as far as this outfall drainage system, does hold harmless mean that they're going to take care of this forever and we're not going to have to maintain these pipes or whatever costs are involved in all this? And what? How does that affect us? How is that going to affect us as taxpayers down the line? I mean, are a lot of people worried about their taxes going up to maintain all this stuff, Mike?
There will be some, as there is now, Loretta, as we maintain our beaches, we will have to maintain our beaches after this is all over.
At our cost?
At some cost, yeah.
So that's going to affect our taxes and raise our taxes?
Not necessarily. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
No, we haven't, but more than likely it probably will. Okay. All right. So the hold harmless, what exactly does that mean?
We haven't even talked about that.
That's never been in any discussion we've been involved with.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mr. Gottlieb mentioned something about, I thought.
Okay, and after the meeting, you can ask Mr. Gottlieb.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Thanks.
Hi, Patty Lees, 8203 Atlantic Avenue. My question is,
Obviously, we're going to be stuck with these dunes unless there's some act of nature that takes them away. With regard to that, I live on the corner, Hanover and Atlantic, and the other house is Huntington and Atlantic. We use that senior citizens, the deck that's part of the Green Acres Park, you know, that's, you know, you have the ramp. And if you're handicapped right now, you cannot go up and sit there and see the ocean because the dune is so high. I mean, it's actually really hot there, too. My question is, what will happen with that deck? I mean, will that be something that we would have to apply to Green Acres for to get a refurbish or redo of that or not? I mean, because it's something that everybody in the community can use. People sit there and have lunch all the time. It's just, it's not going to be feasible.
If it's going to be altered in any way, Patty, it would have to be funded in some way, which
I mean, we don't do it, right, Margate?
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying if.
Okay.
It obviously would have to be funded.
By?
I can't answer that right now.
But you can see that it would be, it's kind of like a waste. I mean, we might as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we have to, we'll deal with it in the future.
After it's all said and done. Just putting it out there because it is something I'm concerned about.
I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.